He is the new voice of talk radio, Alexander Danilov.
And hello all for a special installment of Solutionsology Radio. Today's solutions that we're going to be speaking about a little different. Never spoke about this, at least I don't think, in the 7 years I've been doing the show. Almost 8 years I've been doing the show, gosh. But it's a very important topic. It's something that I'm very much into, and I think other people would appreciate the knowledge that we're about to drop on everybody, for lack of better words. But today's guest is Leslie Reichert. She's the author of The Joy of Green Cleaning, and she's the author also of a very popular blog, Green Cleaning Coach. Leslie, thank you so much for coming on today, for writing this book, and for sharing all your green cleaning solutions with us.
Oh, Alex, I'm glad to be here with you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So one of the things that I know people hate is cleaning. People hate cooking. People hate cleaning. The cooking thing is a little more rewarding because you get a nice meal afterwards. People don't really notice clean a lot of times because, you know, sometimes they're just used to whatever it is, dust on the counter or whatever. But they hate cleaning. People just hate it. Part of the reason is because chemicals we use are very harsh. Chemicals we use are very harsh. They're in some cases toxic. So we got to wear gloves and we got to wash our hands repeatedly afterwards. We got to take showers, all that stuff. So people are really averse to cleaning, but a lot of things that you're using are things that actually people use on a regular basis, whether it be baking soda or vinegar. So let's talk about that, and let's talk about your foray into a better alternative, which is green cleaning.
Well, I think you actually hit the nail on the head. I compete with this all the time because, you know, up until maybe a decade ago, cooking and cleaning were on the same level, right? You know, nobody really liked cooking, nobody really liked cleaning, and then all of a sudden there was this big bloom of all these celebrity chefs, and, you know, cooking became very fun and very, you know, glamorous. I'm still in the back seat waiting for this to happen to cleaning. And you're really right. It's you know, the stuff that we're using is what makes it difficult. You know, the stuff that we've been told and marketed to say, you know, you need to disinfect and use these nasty chemicals. Well, if you're using something that actually smells relaxing or smells like perfume, you know, and I'm not talking about synthetic perfume, but, you know, a natural scent, all of a sudden cleaning's a little relaxing and actually therapeutic. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm really trying to come from, is tell people, look, you know, it's really not the chore so much. Mm-hmm. It's the stuff that you're using to do it.
Absolutely. And it's not witchcraft as people think with, you know, holistic medicine and things like that. This is different. This is proven stuff. I mean, it's very simple. And a lot of the stuff you use, like you said, there's pleasantries to it. Using lavender oil or using tea tree oil or using mint, depending on what it is. It is pleasing in a lot of ways. I'm not going to come out here and say that cleaning is the, you know, most fun thing to do. Is a few other things I can consider. I'm sure you can as well, but it takes the chore and the job part out of it, which I think is really good. But again, it is much more beneficial for our health, and we don't have to smell the bleach, and we don't have to smell the toxic stuff out there. And, you know, some of the stuff there, the markets, as I said, got a little waste. They make things smell a little better and things like that, but they're just adding chemicals on top of chemicals, and some of them react, and some of them react to us as we become more sensitive to them as a society, as we're exposed to them more. It is becoming more of a threat to us, to our health, and obviously to our environment at the same time.
You're so right, and it's really just a simple formula. It's going back to the future, you know, going back to maybe what my great-grandmother used to use, and they stayed healthy. So that's what I did, was I researched it a little bit and found out that there were some great things that, you know, people used to use two generations ago that actually did clean and disinfect and kept them healthy as well.
I'm speaking with Leslie Reichert. She's the author of The Joy of Green Cleaning, and her blog, greencleaningcoach.com, is great site. She's been featured in a bunch of different publications. Obviously, the show is included there, but also on Dr. Oz Show, ABC, all over the place she's been, and there's a reason for it. Some of the things that you have in the book, The Joy of Green Cleaning, people might be a little nervous and scared to do, so let's talk about because they're so beautiful when they're clean, people think that they need to use a certain type of chemical mixture that's specifically formulated for it that they get in the store. And there are some good ones out there. I'm not going to poo-poo everybody out there, but some of them, if you use it a decent amount of times, could actually strip floors. And again, there's that toxicity to some of them if you use really strong ones, but your house could also smell like chemicals. You have one. This is, let me see what page this is in the book. Not sure the page number, I think 68. Hardwood floor cleaner using dish soap, which I'm a very big fan of. And my wife thinks I'm crazy, but I think it's it's kind of useful for a lot of things. An eighth of a cup of white vinegar, which is probably where you get your apprehension from, and 32 ounces of hot water. So let's talk about that, because that vinegar part, there's a disinfectant value to it, there's a cleaning value to it, there's also a smell to it, but people are afraid that it might strip hardwood flooring, and you're going to get that with a lot of this stuff here because vinegar does make people think that way.
You're right, and vinegar is a natural acid. There's no two ways about it, but the amount that I'm putting in that is a huge bucket full of water and a little teeny tiny bit of the vinegar, and then the dish soap on top of it, and there's a science behind what I do. So you need a little bit of something to cut through what's built up on the floor. So that's what the vinegar is there for. And also the soap is actually a sophisticant. So what it does is it lifts up the dirt that you're trying to clean, and you can't clean without something to do that. So if we were using just plain vinegar on the floor, I wouldn't recommend that at all, because you're right, it will strip the really nice, shiny coating that's on your hardwood floor. But it's very, very, very diluted, and then I'm adding just a little touch of dish soap in there. And if you don't like the smell of vinegar, it doesn't mean you don't use it. There's a way to actually counteract the smell of vinegar, and it's very simple. You just take straight vinegar, add a few drops of whatever essential oil is your favorite. And I'm saying essential oil, not a fragrance oil. And you put like 7 to 9 drops of essential oil straight into the vinegar before you're using it in any of the recipes. And it will literally cut the vinegar smell almost to nothing.
Now, Leslie, one of the things that I struggle with is I don't like using harsh chemicals to deter bugs from coming in the house. Sometimes it's necessary because I don't really see a lot of options out there, and I've tried different things, right? So I'm sure you have as well. Let's talk about that, because every year, springtime, even sometimes in towards the tail end of winter, people are stocking up on chemicals and, you know, all the weed killers and things like that to spray around the house. So let's talk about that, because it's a big conversation. Let's talk about alternatives to deterring pests. And by pests, I mean not rodents and raccoons, but the spiders, ants, things like that. And then let's also talk about the other part of what I was talking about, which is are there any alternatives for lawn maintenance or masonry maintenance, things like that?
Well, it's really fun because I talk about this all the time, and people are like, oh, I don't know how to get rid of ants. You know, springtime especially, the little black carpenter ants come in the house.
Yep.
And, you know, they go out and they buy these fancy things that'll kill them or, repel them. And I'm like, oh, this is the easiest thing ever. And it works almost immediately. And what you do is you just mix up some sugar with some borax. And borax, you know, some people are like, oh, it's, you know, if it killed ants, it must be a pesticide. And I'm like, no, it's really not a pesticide. It's a very, very, very strong salt. So what happens is you're mixing borax with some table sugar, mix it together. The sugar actually attracts the ants. They're going after the sweetness of it. Then when they get to the borax, it actually attaches to their legs, and they take it back into the nest. And then because it's such a powerful salt, it literally will dehydrate them. It pulls all of the moisture out of their bodies, and it leaves them just as a skeleton.
Wow.
So it's a it's a really simple way to get rid of ants. So, and it's not harsh. I do tell people, if you have dogs or cats or things like that, it's not something you want to just leave out. I usually recommend doing it overnight, but by the next morning, you will not have any more ants, guaranteed. I've done this inside and outside. It works great.
Okay. Fair enough. So the other part is weed killer or, weed remover, poison ivy, things like that.
So the thing that we've done outside, and it sounds kind of strange, but you do it on a super sunny day, and you're going to spray straight vinegar on your weeds. And again, because I said it was a natural acid, it's going to start to work on the leaves almost immediately. And then when it mixes with the sunlight, you're literally going to burn the weeds up. Now, it's not going to make them disappear, but it's going to work just like your regular pesticide, you know, where the weeds are going to turn brown. But you do it on a nice sunny day. You can go out to the cracks of your driveway or whatever it is and straight vinegar. I recommend going – there's a new vinegar that Heinz came out with, and it's called cleaning vinegar. So it's an even more potent – it's a stronger acid level. get that mm-hmm. instead, and just, you know, you can, it just comes by the gallon. You can go out there, spray it, you can just pour it if you want, if they're really bad, and you're not going to, it's not going to hurt really anything around you.
Okay. Now, to your point, a lot of the stuff that's out there, like the weed killers, Weed Be Gone, things like that, I've used that in the past just because I didn't know any other different solutions. You know, everyone's used them at some point, reluctantly to a large degree. But they still come back. Obviously, they're weeds. Their whole purpose is to try to, you know, they're plants. They try to survive. There's going to be sunshine. No matter what happens, there's going to be sunshine, and there's going to be moisture, and there's going to be seeds that are carrying through the air and the wind. So it's going to spread right. in some way. So just so people understand that, what you said is not a reason not to try this, because I'm actually going to try it now. I didn't think about vinegar before and spraying it on there. that's actually a good solution. I'll be trying that for sure. So again, now, Leslie, through your whole experience going through this and doing all the media that you've done and all that, I'd like to hear some of the stories that we heard from people that were using obviously all the solutions that we were used to using in the past and what they're telling you today, because I know how happy you are with it. This has been your mission. I'm getting into it now, so I'm more of a newbie, but I'm learning and coming back, but very inspired by this, because it's alternatives, it's solutions. That's what I'm about. That's what you're about. So let's talk about what people are telling you, because that's direct feedback. That's people trying out what you're telling them, what you've used in the past, what you've learned from using, what your mother used in the past. And now it's spreading, and starts like everything else, starts small, and then it bubbles up and mushrooms up, and it becomes a movement, which I think is special. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, it's really funny. When I first started out years ago, people thought I was a goof, you know, like, oh, you know, vinegar doesn't work. Baking soda really doesn't clean. You know, you're just kind of one of those greenies on the left-hand side. And I said, you know, all I ask people to do is try it. And so usually what I do is, if I'm in a talk, and I love to do this especially with seventh grade boys. So I go into school systems as well. And seventh grade middle school boys are the best, because they are looking to prove you wrong all the time. That's their goal in life. So what we do in their classroom is we talk about the science of it, but then we mix up a scrub to replace like a Comet or an Ajax for the bathroom sink. And it's really simple. It's just baking soda, borax, and salt. Real simple. If you don't want to use borax, you can always use powdered oxygen bleach. It'll do the same thing. But three simple ingredients. There's no special mix to it anyway. Those three things work together to clean really, really well. But I mix it up, and then I give them a little bit of it, and I tell them to take it home and try it. I said, take your sink, tape it in half. I want duct tape down the middle. I want you to clean one half with Comet, one half with my mixture, and I want you to come back and tell me which works. Now, those boys leave the school. They're like, this isn't going to work, right? You know, we're going to prove her wrong. And it's so wonderful, because they'll come back. They would come back the next day in school and look at me and go, oh, my gosh, Mrs. Riker, you were right. It's almost like you have to challenge people to try it up against something that they've been using. That's the only way that you can prove to them it works. The other little story I'll tell you real quick was when I was on the Dr. Oz show, it was really funny because we made up what was called a happy hour cleaner. And basically it was a disinfectant that included vodka and vinegar. It had lemon juice in it. And again, all these things work together as a science project to kill germs. They really do work. So anyway, they brought out this really gross table full of germs and food and all sorts of ugly stuff. It was disgusting. And we just took my spray bottle full of the happy hour cleaner, sprayed it once, I wiped it, and then the real trick was they brought over a meter, an actual meter. You know, one of the medical students brought it over and metered the amount of germs, and it killed 98% of the germs.
Wow.
And it was just simple things. Any one of those things you could eat that we put in there. You can't do that with things like Lysol or any other kind of disinfectant. Those things are dangerous.
Yeah, you don't want to be anywhere near it.
You know, between what it's doing to your lungs when you spray it, you know, the fact that it's going on your skin, whether you're sitting on it or, you know, putting it on your table. It's really scary to think that there's something like formaldehyde in furniture polishes that we use on our dining room table.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, do the logic here. You're putting formaldehyde, which is what we embalm people with, on a table where your kids are eating food. You know, and once you start to connect the dots for people, then they're like, okay, now what do I use instead? So the answer, real quick, the answer to, instead of using a furniture polish with formaldehyde, is you use a simple mixture of mayonnaise and olive oil. And those two things together form a really nice shine on your furniture, and it's something you could eat. Amazing.
Yeah, it's impressive stuff. And once again, the blog, I encourage everyone to go check it out because it's free and there's a bunch of great tips on here. But it's greencleaningcoach.com. The book, The Joy of Green Cleaning. Again, you've been featured on a bunch of different publications and television, all that kind of stuff. Obviously on the show as well. You also have another book featured on your site, The Joy of Green Cleaning for New Parents. I know all parents get very concerned about the stuff that we're, you know, either we're feeding our kids or we're exposing them to, or we're cleaning their products with, or their toys, or whatever it might be. The same thing with pets as well. And a lot of this stuff can be transferred over to that and cleaning those products.
Absolutely.
So it's safe and, as you said, edible in some respects. But again, greencleaningcoach.com, The Joy of Green Cleaning. Leslie, thank you so much for coming on the show. This is fantastic. I look forward to continuing to read your blog and follow what you're doing. And, you know, this is not witchcraft in any way. This is real. This is proven. This is great. And it's an alternative which people are afraid of, but eventually it becomes something that they can't ignore anymore, and it becomes something that will become more accepted. And you're at the forefront of that, so I appreciate it.
No, thank you very much for having me on. And if anyone's listening and they want to get a free copy of that new book, all they have to do is put their email in there on my website, and you get the free ebook right away.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Leslie, again. I appreciate you coming on, and thanks for all the great stuff you do.
Sure. Happy cleaning.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Thank you.